Gavin Douglas, translator by the Don. Amang Dirk Skuggis standing full dreary. As I come in by Money Musk of the Red Eaves and Dune by Afford's Dale, its windy blasts and ventosities, the moon was shining clear on me, a seeker after preferment and a deanship, who foundered under the Greek wise of a flight of passing cranes and unearthed the first nature poems among dark shadows where English lies pooled in Scots, Latin and Gaelic. Let me hook you, Mantuan, into English with the crook of a yog. My sly alien letter future scribes will strike from the text. Mooring on your shores, I coax a fire from kindling brought by the swineherd and leave for Venus the bones of a coney scraped from the skillet. I ponder the oak knots on my lectern that swim before my eyes like the Stygian tide scumbled by Charon's oars. I enter that whirlpool and am there sooner than the quill can puncture the ice dermis of the inkstand. Presences loom among dark shadows, drearily recalled from my embrace. Do you spurn me, Dido, my fingers running over your absent face? I make out your faint, remember me, sad, empty cry of unappeased complaint, and my ears teem with the chaos of echoes hung in the air, a glamoury of one world coating another, where we alchemize whiskey from the Don, a tongued-out dream of translation, panned from its gravel beds. Its shed skin, too, hangs in the air and intoxicates the leaves of madder and dog rose. Come evening, the wind blusters and the sibyl's leaves dispel like leaves, a frustration of words folded back into themselves, unheard and unheeded, where thoughts against thoughts catch and draw blood. Returning from the underworld, I find the realm of light used up, squander myself in the small failures of ambition and advancement until I too darken, struck with plague, and my face retreats from the candle's halo into final shadow. Gavin Douglas translated Virgil's Aeneid in the 1490s, and he began this great work while living in the next village up at the River Don from me here in Aberdeenshire. Ezra Pound said that Gavin Douglas's version had the distinction of being better than the original text by Virgil, which is, I'm sure, debatable. But Douglas also wrote original poems introducing each book of the Aeneid, one of which is a beautiful evocation of a wintry Scottish landscape, much like that I'm surrounded by here at this time of year. Altogether a good time and a good place to sit by a river, drinking scotch and thinking of Virgil.